This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every week on Drive, we catch up with our movie-loving mate Ads to chat about what's out, what's coming out, and what's worth your time at the cinema. And today it's a triple hit, a big Marvel action fest, a creepy horror movie in cinemas now. I can't wait for that one. I love horror. And a new Aussie film. Oh, no, it's not. Is it an Aussie film?
American film.
There you go. Ads, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
I've shown you my movie knowledge already.
Well done. Well, as you mentioned, I'm so excited because there's an upcoming blockbuster movie and it is a Marvel movie. Now, I've got to say the last few have been pretty bad and apparently this one really hits the money and is awesome.
Oh, because I was going to say, Marvel's had mixed reviews lately, yes. So you reckon this one's going to be better?
This has got really good critic reviews. I haven't heard of the audience reviews because it actually is released officially in Australia tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And it's called Thunderbolts.
Is everyone excited about it?
I think so. I think the buzz is positive. So I'm really excited. I would love to see it this week, but unfortunately I'm going to the movies with my mum and my sister. They can't stand Marvel comic book movies. So I'm going to go and see a different movie, which I'll go through in our third movie. But this one's meant to be fantastic. It's meant to be a top tier Marvel film. And it's actually a home run for the studio is what the critics are praising it to be. And the interesting thing, as you mentioned, it's about misfits. So it's about these anti-heroes who have to confront their past while trying to save the world or something like that.
So how's it different from, say, the Avengers?
So the Avengers, you would say, are traditional heroes, right? These are sort of anti-heroes. So they're not particularly the best of the best, you would say. But I think that adds to the intrigue.
I like that.
I love that as well.
Now the cast, Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, we've got Harrison Ford in there as well. How's it all
so
work?
So if you're a comic book fan and you know Marvel, so Sebastian Stan plays the Winter Soldier, which of course you know that movie, I think. Mm-hmm. And Florence Pugh plays Black Widow. And apparently Harrison Ford is fantastic and he plays President Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross.
All right. I think I might see this one. I haven't seen a Marvel one for a while. Would you say this is good for casual fans or do you think this is one for the diehards?
Do you know what? That's a really good question. I have a feeling it's probably going to attract both because of this whole anti-hero thing and the fact that it's meant to be a really good Marvel film. I think people are going to be curious and will go along. If it was not great reviews, the hardcore fans would go, but the fact it's getting really good buzz, I think all types of people
will go. I'm going to go and see it. Did you ever want to be a superhero? Did you want to be a superhero?
Would I want to be a superhero? Yes, if I could fly.
Ah, you would fly.
And I would be a positive hero and spread happiness around the world.
I love it, which is what you're doing here on Drive. We're with Ads talking about movies. Now, I like a bit of a psychological horror film. There's one that's in cinemas now.
Yes, there is. It's called Until Dawn. Now, I took my mum to see it the other day.
What did she say?
She hated it. She doesn't really like horror, but I sort of twist your arm. So, as listeners will be aware, horror movies is one of my favourites, and it's very much part of my wheelhouse. And this is actually based on a video game. Now, unfortunately, in the past, most video game adaptations to movies have been pretty terrible. However, there have been some really good ones. Currently, there's Minecraft out at the cinemas, which is doing huge dollars. It's, I think, reached over 800 million, yes.
Which you spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Check out the podcast.
And then before that was Super Mario Brothers. Now, this is definitely not in the same league, but it's a really fun watch and it surprised me. I'm not familiar with the game it's based on, but I like the concept of how they have to survive the night. So it kept me hooked.
So the night's the threat.
Survive until dawn, hence the name.
Oh, sounds familiar.
Do you know what? It does sound familiar because there is another movie, right, that's sort of very similar, Happy Death Day, if horror fans out there know. It's a great film where the main character actually keeps on dying and relives the story and gets killed multiple times. It's fantastic.
What's that one called?
It's really cool. It's not gory, but it's about this mythical creature called a Wendigo. So if horror people will probably know what a Wendigo is. So if you don't, look it up.
Okay. Now, are there sort of lots of tense moments in the horror film?
Yes, there is. Some of it's a bit predictable, I've got to be honest. But there is some tense moments, some scares in it. And overall, it's pretty good.
Did you jump?
I jumped a couple of times.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I might have to go and see that one. It's called Until Dawn.
Yes, definitely.
So it's more, is it more jump scares or like a slow burning dread throughout the night?
Do you know what? It's a dread throughout the whole movie because it sort of relives the same sort of, how do I put it, environment, and they get killed multiple times. There's dread throughout. So it will keep you entertained.
How's the acting? Any standouts?
The acting, I guess, is okay. To be honest, I can't remember this stuff. There aren't too many big stars in it. And yeah, so
I don't mind that.
No, either do I. I like some new talent. And you know, the big names don't have to be in all movies, right?
Exactly. If you've just joined us, we're chatting movies with ads. Marvel's new anti-hero, Thunderbolts, the creepy horror Until Dawn, and we've got a new flick that we're going to talk about very shortly. Before we move on from Until Dawn, if you don't normally watch horror, because I know horror's the kind of genre that you either like it or you don't.
So
I
true.
Find. Would this be a good one to try?
Okay. So I think if you're a video game fan, I think it's very interesting, particularly if you're not a horror fan. I think there's definitely value in seeing it. And if you're a horror lover like myself, you will go to see any horror movie. And the good thing, in the last 10 years, there've been a lot of amazing horror films. This one's not up the top by no means, but it's such a good thriving genre at the moment.
Jordan says, just watched Civil War at the cinema. Mind blown. Can Marvel top that with Thunderbolts? Keen to hear what Ads thinks.
I will definitely get back to you on that once I've seen Thunderbolts, for sure. But from what I hear, it's meant to be fantastic.
Maddie says, Until Dawn gave me nightmares. So creepy, but I kind of loved it. Would not watch it alone.
True, and I can understand having nightmares because the characters are killed multiple times, but not too gorily, but it's not pretty.
Lisa in Glenelg in South Australia says, Florence Pugh in Thunderbolts, say no more.
She's a standout, apparently. It's no surprise because she's such a fantastic actress, so agreed.
All right, let's move on to Sinners. You're going to see it this weekend, is that right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing it with my mum and my sister. I wish I could go and see Thunderbolts. They're not into Marvel films, so I think this is a good compromise. Now, this is a movie directed by Ryan Coogler, and it's getting stellar reviews. Like, I mean really stellar reviews. So, in terms of like critic sites, right, there's Rotten Tomatoes, which I've discussed before. It's got a score of 98 out of 100, which That's is good. Huge. And on Metacritic, which is some other critic site, about 83. So it's getting rave reviews, critical acclaim. It's set in 1932 Mississippi. And it apparently blends elements of horror, drama, and action. And it's even got a few musical numbers.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, and there is an interesting thing. I can't remember if it's revealed in the trailer, so I've got to be careful what I say, so I'm not going to mention it. But from what I heard, the acting's great, the direction is great, and the story is great. And it's getting really, really rave reviews. So I think it could be an Oscar-worthy movie.
Do you know what it's about yet? Like, are there any clues from the trailers or the reviews?
It's apparently about, I think it's about the black experience, but it's put within a different setting. So in Mississippi, which I think people can sort of draw parallels maybe, without saying too much or without seeing it yet. And the one thing I was about to say, which I won't, there is a twist to it, a horror twist, which I don't want to mention just in case it spoils it for people.
What's drawing you to it? Is it the story? Is it the cast? Is it reviews?
The reviews definitely are, but I almost said it again. I love how there's a horror twist to it, but it's got the action and drama. So it blends genres, which if it's done, it's very hard to do, but if it's done well, it's awesome.
Fantastic. It's called Sinners. Some of the critics I see have called it raw and urgent.
Raw and urgent. We love that.
Okay, fantastic. What will you be looking out for when you see it? What are you going to watch for?
I'm going to be looking out for the horror elements.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. That is called Sinners. Another one here saying, haven't heard of Sinners till now. Is it on limited release or wide? Keen to check it out. That's from Steph in Carlton.
So it's on I think it's on full release. It's full release from the 17th. So it's been out for a couple of weeks, I believe.
Jess says, love hearing ads every week. He always picks something I haven't heard of, but end up loving it.
There you go. Thank you. That's awesome. I love it.
Ads, that's it for this week. So we've got Sinners on this weekend. We'll find out what you think of it next week.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Warren.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.